Blog Talk Radio.
The yield and the fecundation, oh yeah, Jah prayers to be forgiven. Sing homage to the land. Sing homage to the land, Ethiopians. Sing homage to the land. Native Americans, sing homage to the land. Sharecropping in the gorgeous land. Sing notice to demand. In a subliminal, really they overstand. The sustenance collection, yeah, with blood just filled up.
Nyarlathotep, Grand Rising, Better Love. You're listening to the Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly. And we have with us tonight Crenshaw Herb Pack, and Baba. Crenshaw will join us later, but we have Baba here with us. And we're sitting at the mound table, and you're welcome to call in to participate, sit at the table with us. If you have questions, comments, call in. The number is 323-642-1586. Well, thank you, Baba, for joining us tonight. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, absolutely. I feel great. Everything's wonderful. We're on this side.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you talking about, we hear a lot about consciousness. We hear about the AI is trying to become consciousness. What is consciousness?
Well, I would say consciousness, from my perspective, would be just having insight on a brighter day and a brighter future for us. You know, it's just being a conscious realm. I always hear people say conscious, and I tend not to use that word much, because a lot of the conscious communities, once they get to a level of having knowledge, they do absolutely nothing. So, you know, you really have to sparingly use that type of lingo, because, you know, I would say.
So you say it's like being aware, or, you know.
I would say be aware of your surroundings, being aware of, I would just say this, keep it that simple.
Okay. Keep it simple.
There's not too much we can say about that. You know, when you say conscious, mm-hmm. I'm a conscious music artist, so I would say that the music is much more conscious than what we're getting until we can get to another place, you know.
So what do you think that, now, you know, you deal with a lot of health things here. We got health, politics, we got a lot of stuff, life, we got a lot of things going on. A lot of us, our people are just discovering, you know, who we really are. A lot of us are discovering that everybody didn't come over here on no slave ships, that,
right.
You know, we
right.
was originally here. We got all kind of stuff that's going on in politics. I mean, where you want to start at?
Well, I just recently got my status corrected. I'm actually a Native American now. Which,
okay,
you know,
what
you
tribe?
Know that that's who we are anyway, but I just got my status corrected.
What tribe?
Now, excuse me? Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
What tribe are you with?
Well, my mom was Cherokee, so I guess I'm going to have to start my own tribe, because generally we don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to start all over.
And you know? We got a lot of fake people out there that's faking. And getting money from the government, you know, saying that they are the original people here, and that's not true.
Absolutely not true. But, you know, they had to put those fakes in position. You know, America is definitely not what most people know, especially the people who haven't done their research or traveled. You know, there's some incredible places here, but we don't go to those places. And a lot of all of the knowledge have been suppressed. So we end up becoming Negroids, not knowing who we are and where we're at. We don't even know where we're at. So when, you know, if you can get a whole population of people, of indigenous people, and tell them a story that they were boarded on slave ships and brought from Africa, they will become double-minded, African-American. You know, so they always say a double-minded person is unstable and not one, but all their ways. And if you look around, that's what's happening.
Correct, correct. And so, you know, but that comes from, we got to step up to the plate.
Sure.
You know, we got to teach us, because we don't know, because we're the invaders, you know, they taught us. So naturally, they're going to tell us their what they want to say, but we got to get to the truth. And I'm also finding out that the invaders, they looked like us. They wasn't pale face. They were same color we were, but they wasn't us.
Right. It's like Christopher Columbus was a brown man too as well. But
yeah.
He's Italian, but those they were faking like the Jews. Those Germans came over and took over the United States, but they also went over to certain areas in the world and start taking over. Remember, Israel was established in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same year Aleister Crowley, all of them passed out. All you know, so the Khazarians were moving into place to take the whole world.
And that's what they've been doing. It's step by step, as they
say. They poisoned all of us and gave us all the poison. And we're mm-hmm. still taking poison. But now mm-hmm. it's caught up to them now. So it's a wreck.
Mm. But, you know, a lot of people don't. And I was kind of surprised until I started doing a little researching and listening. You know, they have us thinking that Christopher Columbus came over here, you know, and they came over and they conquered us. And it always was like, so, you know, how can somebody just let some stranger that don't look like you just come in your hood and just take over? But I see how they did it now, because they looked like us and they thought that they was us.
If you look at all the rap and all the people who know they're doing evil, they look just like us.
Yeah.
But those spirits are not us. That's not
yeah.
us. That's
yeah.
Those are Hellenized demons. And that demonic energy has been going through here since day one. Now, my bloodline is different because I just found out that I'm related to King Robert Carter.
Now, tell us, who is that? Who is King Robert Carter? Who is that?
He actually was one of the kings in was in the House of Burgess. He owned a lot of Virginia, especially on the coast, and also he was a slave master.
Mm-hmm.
And his son actually is on record for releasing the most slaves because they knew who we were.
Okay.
Right. And also in the documentary, his documentary, the only descendant that they called out was my grandfather, Gentleman Jim Robinson. Gentleman Jim Robinson, his house is where the Civil War began.
Okay.
So right at his house is where the Henry House is, right next door to his house. So the Civil War, I can tell you about what really happened in the Civil War.
But tell me.
But it's in my bloodline. And this is how they did it, because they wanted us to stay in slavery. Those were brothers fighting each other, because Gentleman Jim Robinson is my grandfather, and my cousin, two of my cousins, Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee, are etched in Stone Mountain. So I'm related to them.
Okay. So these are two. I mean, this is how we got to get to know our history.
Got to know.
We got to tell it.
Right.
So what was the war was about? Now, they told us one thing, but tell us from your family history.
It was about commerce and keeping their money flowing in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So Robert... let me see. Well, my grandfather at the time, if you go to all those buildings, you see Robert Carter's name on all the buildings, right at the base of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And right on certain stones in Manassas, Virginia. That's where it started, Menasheh,
okay.
which was named after one of the tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went out there when I was around 24, after I got off tour, I was touring as a hip-hop DJ, and I moved into a house, and I moved into Manassas briefly so they could get my apartment straight. And then as I was there, I had strange things going on with me. So those energies in the unseen was tugging and pulling on me and showing me something different.
So that was a season where I really became spirited, you know. Mm-hmm. And that area out there is very enchanted with spirits running all around. So if you go to Manassas, Virginia, you'll see it for yourself, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it seems like we're still in a battlefield.
It is a battlefield.
It has to stop.
Right. It's the unseen. And a lot of people don't really recognize that and know that the spiritual war is seen and unseen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, when people take on these spirits, these drinks and these drugs, those spirits enter in and use them as, you know, to do whatever it is that they're doing. They're doing stupid stuff nowadays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's getting, I thought I'd have seen everything, but it's getting crazier and crazier at this point. You know?
And so what do you see as you in the music industry? What changes, what's going on in that industry?
Well, we now are independent. We now have our status corrected, so we don't need their money. Now we can operate from within our trust. And all the money, the funds that have been laid up by these wicked beasts, they talk about that, but all of that now will be released to us. And our land is actually being given back to us. In fact, Donald Trump and the Pope and all of them are already signed that already. So they're just waiting to their turn so they can return everything to natural law and hand the land back over. So to make America great again, that means they have to get the hell out of here. So we can self-govern ourselves. We're not at that level yet.
Right, right. Because a lot of people don't even understand. People are learning, but the system they put together, the paperwork and how to get out of that system and how to get your status. And, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot.
And, I mean, it's thousands and thousands of papers. I mean, I've only been really into the music side and the natural healing side, but
mm-hmm.
when I just got into the financial and the commerce side of it, it's deep.
Mm-hmm. Real deep. Layers on top of layers.
And you got to command the spirit because they are still thinking that you're dead asleep. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have to actually go through a process of, it's called the affidavit of life. They don't even see us as living beings on earth. You
exactly.
know, so we're lost when we're at sea until we actually dock ourselves with our documents. You know, and then now
mm-hmm.
you have to get two witnesses and your thumbprint. Hey, I'm a living, live being. And then, okay, now we see that you're alive on the land. Okay, you're free to do whatever it is, and we can't affect that. They can't even lock me up. I can't even go into their courts right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. If a police officer stops me and asks me a question, I'm like, look, turn on your camera, because if you don't, you know, I don't have to warn him at all, but if he harasses me and it's on camera, I could FOIA that and get $1 million from that. He touches me, oh, that's another million. Did he harm? That's 10. If he tries to get, you know, a breathalyzer test or anything, that's, you know, every minute that I'm sitting there talking to him, that's $2,000 a minute. They're unlawfully walking among us, acting like some people that got some sort of, you know, dominion over us.
Well, what they did was they switched places.
Sure.
You know, they acting like us. And,
well, yeah, you're right. Well, we're actually white under the color of law, and they took
mm-hmm.
that as a skin situation. So if you
mm-hmm.
research, if you research a document called Leper Supremacy,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find out who they really are. They were always considered lepers. Not in hate. That's on record. You know what I'm saying? So we were considered white under the color of law because we're the original inhabitants of the land. So they called us colors, and they called us Negro, and all that went back to being and having no status in the land. So when you're black under the color of law, if you're not white under the color of law, because you remember that's our status. So we gave away our status by checking in that little box that I'm black. And wonder why the so-called Obama couldn't do nothing for black people. He said, the first interview that Obama so-called did now, I know who he really is and what he was up to. being brought in through Henry Kissinger, but his first interview should have told the world everybody, what was happening. So they asked him, how does it feel to be the first black president? And he said, I am not black, because black has no standing at law.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, they didn't miss that. I missed it until years later, you know. But there was an agenda coming through him, and still is coming through him. And if it wasn't for the so-called people who knew and from back in the 60s going up to now, there would have been a real hell going on in this land here. Because you remember, we're still okay, right? Somebody's
mm-hmm.
watching over us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
but there is somebody visibly putting shit in our water right now.
Exactly.
Right. So there are devils out here that are still loose. So most people only can envision what they've been seeing. But in my mind's eye, there has to be some people on earth right now vying for the soul of man. Right now. Otherwise, we would have been overtaken a long time ago. You know? So the history going back to the Bush family and all of them guys and John F. Kennedy, Barbara Pierce, all these people were put in position here to create the most evil scenario on the planet. And I can't even mention half the stuff that I know on here because it would mess people up. But full disclosure is definitely coming. So people better get ready for an awakening of the cells, you know. I know that.
Well, that's what probably the awakening is about. You got to awaken to yourself first.
You got to awaken to yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to shake the foundation when full disclosure comes because people generally have no clue of what these guys have been up to here. These demons have been up to in this land. Since day one, they've been drinking our blood,
mm-hmm.
stealing our children.
Mm-hmm.
They done messed our men up, emasculated them with chemicals and chemistries,
mm-hmm.
messed the whole world. All our sisters now are running crazy. You know what I'm saying? And you got to figure, where in the world are they getting all this hair from if they're not abducting people and snatching it from them and selling it to them? That's some enchanted stuff going on in that realm that I'm able to see. Most people can't see it.
But because it's being talked about now, a lot of people are able to see that because they're being made aware of it. And it is being talked about more now. It was hidden. I think that it came to me. I look at when Trump energy came in, it was like a tattletale. It's like, let me show y'all what they're doing, what's going on, and people start becoming more aware. So that he kind of like, to me, Obama opened the door, and he opened it further to let you see the other side of it.
Actually, Obama is not who you think he is.
Mm-hmm. Who is
he? He's not that. He was brought in through Henry Kissinger. Mm-hmm. That's the bloodline. That's the three bloodline of what they brought in when they stole King Akhenaten's body.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't talk
mm-hmm.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Kissinger and all them guys, the Saurians went over there and genetically modified a being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I remember me being in a class speaking and listening, not speaking directly, but I was speaking. I would do little classes over in Washington, D.C. after I was getting information. But there was a guy out of the U.K. that was telling us what was really going on. He ended up dead as hell up in a hotel somewhere because he told
mm-hmm.
the truth about
mm-hmm.
who these guys, you know, who what their agenda was and who these people were, via Henry Kissinger, who was the population czar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So my story is a little different because the population czars are all around me, you know, because I married into a situation where the population czar was the father.
So what you're saying is that these are people that deal with eugenics, and their thing is to get the people off the planet?
Well, I'll let you know this. When I had when I opened up a nightclub, it was it's called Seeds of Light Organic Music Lounge. I opened up the first organic music lounge in Southeast D.C. Mm-hmm. I didn't get support from nobody. In fact, they kicked me out of the Hebrew Israelite community. They kicked me out. I was out there by myself. I was able to see everything that was going on with these people. And also, I did the first Green the World album, which he was talking about going green. And the album was so incredible that I was sent some children to work on a track for them. The track was so awesome that the people who brought them to me alerted me that that project was for Al Gore. So he used to call me all the time and speak to me. And then all of a sudden, he was like, hey, who's that guy right there? You know, he said, something in his voice. He said, I like him. But that guy right there was ahead of eugenics. Most people don't know that he was ahead of eugenics.
That's so Carey. You're talking about Carey?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. The other guy you're talking about. Okay, I got you.
Al Gore.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm mixed up.
He would call me all the time.
Okay.
And, you know, and right at that time, at that moment, you know, everything went downhill. I got incarcerated for 4 months and lost everything. But generally, I was placed there for a specific reason, a specific purpose. And those seasons, I know that looking back at it, that I couldn't have changed that. All of that had to happen for me to be separated, for me to get to this level here. And every step of the way, it was always taken care of, all the way. So, I mean, I've seen everything that I need to see to really have it in my soul, in my heart, to really affect this world when given an opportunity through humanitarian projects. And it's going to go to the max because I've seen it and I know who's who.
What is their agenda, and what do you feel like that we can do to eliminate that agenda?
What is the adversary's agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go back to John F. Kennedy real quick.
Okay.
Let's take a journey back to 1933 and then move into him.
Okay.
1933. It took all the gold away. It took all the called noble metals. The noble metals attract the rainbow. So when they went all over the place and took all the gold and all the platinum and all the stuff, we stopped seeing the rainbow. So there's a movie that came in 1939 called The Wizard of Oz. Remember The Wizard of Oz?
Yes, yes.
Okay, you know what The Wizard of Oz was about?
Was it about the finance, the part of them taking over?
Well, I think I made mention on your program one time before, but it is actually about the rainbow.
Okay.
All right, now, when Dorothy was speaking of someday over the rainbow, you got to realize that we don't even have no clue of what the rainbow represents, because most people don't know what it is. They've never been taught about rainbow in school, none of that. Okay, that's the noble metals.
Okay.
And the noble gases responding to each other. So the noble gases is what, you remember the so-called manna from heaven or shemana?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the bread of the presence. In Ivrit, is the bread of the presence of Yah, Shemana. So Shemana was white powdered gold. So at the end of the rainbow, there's a pot of
gold.
Okay. Now, this particular gold substance is not the gold that everyone be bling-blinging about. These are elemental golds. This is what Joni Mitchell was speaking about, stardust. So when The Wizard of Oz came about, follow the yellow brick road simply means follow where the gold goes and you'll find the wizard. It was always about the elements. So this is the elemental war. We were over here doing amazing things over here. We had all these technologies. We were living forever already. So they had to come over here and throw a wrench in this madness, you know, and in this goodness, excuse me. It was great over here until they got over here. They don't. We never hear about the stories about our fathers, our forefathers. So they done wiped all that story away and gave us this, whatever it is that we're now, what is it called, rappers and gangsters and, you know what I'm saying, all this other mad stuff that we are, hoes and all this other stuff.
So where did they come from?
Well, they tell the story in The Wizard of Oz. I mean, how they brought us down. They brought us down with, remember the Afghan monkeys, which was the heroin? Remember, you remember when heroin came in? Put everybody to sleep, stuck. And then you remember when they were going through the field, the poppy fields, they fell asleep. And what did it take for them to get up?
What did it take for the heron?
For in the Wizard of Oz movie, when they all fell asleep, Dorothy and all of them fell asleep. Remember, the Tin Man didn't fall asleep. And the...
It's been so long since I've seen that movie. I remember her throwing water on the witch.
Okay, they threw water on the witch. But you remember how they woke up. You remember the poppy field put them to sleep, but it started to snow. That represented cocaine.
Okay.
And then they got everything going again.
Yeah, because cocaine gets an upper.
Usually that's exactly. And then when they, well, you remember when they, yeah, cocaine fell on them, they started running. So you gotta be able to see the movie because it's all about the commerce. The Tin Man is a tax identification number. The Straw Man is what they made of us. And the Cowardly Lion is us. If only had the heart. He needed a heart. So we got to look at that and examine that because they took our glow away from us. They took all of the precious metals that we used to have in our pans and our pots, you know, and around the children and things. You know, we didn't just wear it for bling. We wore that to be conductive with energetic, the elements. But we healed using these elements.
Yeah, I remember they used, you know, silver cookware and spoons.
Right. And that's what precious metals was used for. It took all of that away from us. In fact, all of the things that they found over there in this land, they snatched it up and took all of it. They got all of it because they knew that these things helped heal the people. And they examined our bones and our stuff. They knew we were alive and living forever before they got here. Because you don't really see too many, like, even though it was years ago, they killed a lot of people, but they had... When they killed a lot of people, they had mounds of people that they killed. So say if you go to Virginia Tech, right there where the library is, there's a hill right there. They said it, right on top of that graveyard where they slaughtered all the indigenous people, they built their school, their library, right on top of that. And that's exactly what they've been doing across the country.
Yeah, I saw a documentary when they came, when they did the Turtle Island that was on top of some kind of where they grave or where they some kind of killing or
massacres.
Yeah.
That took place here.
Mm-hmm.
They took all our land. They made sure they poisoned us. They gave us liquor, poisoned liquor.
They're still poisonous, but we don't seem to realize that, you know, that we're being attacked. You know, we
constantly.
And that's the thing. We constantly being attacked, but we don't see it.
Because they created a culture called the hip-hop culture. So everything in that culture, right, these demons have been put in place, like the so-called CEO of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshitter,
I've seen his work. You know, I'm from Virginia, so I've seen him, who he is. You know, but they've been put in place. They don't like none of us. Those people despise us, and they're not like us. If you look at them, they look like something else. They look like fish people or serpents, serpentine energies. So they do not like us. And the music industry is full of illiterates, you know, the same song over and over and over, expecting different results. So we know that that's a killing field right there in its own. And if you think about it, it's might like now up to about 10 rappers die every month. You know, so it's a death cycle. And we're on this Gregorian death cycle. So it's definitely hell on earth is a cycle of degeneration. And we gotta end all that madness. So let's jump to Kennedy now.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy was bringing back the gold standard.
The metals. So that's the metals he's bringing back.
Precious metals are going to be released to the population, which brings more light. Brings more healing when you have silver protein so you can knock all the viruses out. What if you had a shot of gold twice a day with a little bit of platinum in there? Your body, the electrons in your body, the potential would be so high that viruses and all kinds of different pains and ailments can't live in that. So they took all of that away from us, being that we were connected to this particular lifestyle. Elemental beings. So we've went from high voltage to low voltage.
So is that why that you hear people that have, you know, the finances, that they were eating little fine strips of gold and drinking? I was hearing about Beyonce and other entertainers and other people of wealth. They were eating the metal.
Absolutely, they eat gold.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also eating some other stuff, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Keep them like that. And,
yeah.
You know, you can use it in both ways, but one way is amplifying evil.
Right.
That's why the Vatican stole all of it, because now he had all the light, and all the light of the world was on him. They said they found so much gold under the Vatican, there was a tunnel leading from the Vatican to Jerusalem. They had so much gold down there, it was ridiculous.
So was their thing was to try to find out why and how we were able to live so long?
We are elemental beings. Our cells need voltage, so therefore anything that increases voltage and is, see, the those precious metals are not like aluminum. Aluminum is a heavy metal.
Right.
Aluminum is why everyone's dying from, you know, all kinds of different things, from dementia to, you know, MS, and then all of the fluoride and all the stuff going on in the teeth, and what is it, mercury?
Yeah.
Right, those metals are killing the population.
Right.
Gold, platinum, all of the elements like indium. See, when you fire those elements up, they spray out life. You know, it's like a biocharger.
Mm-hmm.
You electrify the noble gases, and then you get an arc. That's called the Ark of the Covenant. The covenant is the rainbow. So people generally don't know about how to bring that knowledge from heaven to earth. So when Tesla came along,
mm-hmm.
he remembered that, because if you think about it and you look at his stuff that he was writing, his books, it, if you look real close, it had Moshe.
Oh.
No, excuse me. It wasn't Moshe. It was Noach. Noach.
Noach
was who he was following behind the Ark knowledge. So he found out what the Ark was, and he brought that from heaven to earth. That's what the Ark of the Covenant was. Because what that was they electrified the noble metals. And if you go back in history and you read some of the stuff they were talking about that was in the Ark, That was white powdered gold, which is manna, and it was a budding staff. So they grounded and earthed themselves while this arcing was taking place, so it washed them, and it created ozone. And ozone, when you do breaths of ozone, ozone knocks out and kills viruses immediately. It's called O3.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hmm.
And that's the purifying molecule right there. That's what the whole earth actually, remember, they bust a hole through the ozone
mm-hmm.
layer.
Mm-hmm.
Noah was written on his paper. And he was following behind that. Yep. So that was the Ark of the Covenant right there when he rediscovered. And then from there, it was all about frequency and amplification of these frequencies from that point.
Mm.
So that wasn't their knowledge. That was our knowledge. If you notice, everyone in the world follows behind what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even today, yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taken out of position and put in a terrible light. So now we have to go forth and see. My institution is based upon becoming more enlightened, but not just becoming enlightened through wisdom, but enlightened through your cells and through the amplification of this particular life-giving frequency. And that's what they have totally knocked out. In fact, when they're chemtrailing outside, they're blocking that particular frequency, so you don't see the rainbow like you used to. When's the last time you seen a rainbow?
It's been a minute.
I used to see the rainbow every day.
Yeah, I used to see them a lot when I were young,
right.
But I don't
yeah.
see them that much. I barely see the sun.
Well, there you go. The sun electrifies the noble gases. See, when you see the rainbow, that's the layers of noble gases. So the coloration is the layers, the different colors of the gases. So that's what the rainbow is. So if you think in your mind's eye right now of what a real rainbow, you'll notice that if you think about a rainbow in your mind's eye, your mouth is going to water.
Hmm.
Just do it 1 second. Just think about a rainbow.
The color. So
just in your mind's eye, see the rainbow, and
okay.
it sticks into your memory. It's already there. That's the frequency that we live on. That's why when you remember it, it's imprinted in you. So your mouth start watering.
Mm-hmm.
At least mine did.
Mm.
You know what
so,
I'm saying?
So how do we need to connect to, now they blocking the rainbow. So what we have to do, and they keep saying get you some precious metal, but people thinking they talking about get it for the finances. Saying we need to get it for healing.
For healing.
And amplifying, raising the vultures in our body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why else would we have it in the first place? And you got to remember, they tainted the so-called rainbow with some genetically modified beings. So they made sure that people like me would be like, if I was dealing with the rainbow, I'd be like, nah, man, I ain't nothing. I don't want nothing to do with that. You know, so everyone hates the rainbow that's so-called straight. But that's the arc.
Look what they did. They corrupted the rainbow. They made you run from it. Because they made
right.
it into an LGBT.
There you go. And that was their plan. It's all about
wow.
the rainbow. It's all about
wow.
the rainbow. Not only that, but the next phase of the currency is everybody on here that's listening, you look up rainbow currency right now.
Rainbow currency.
So if it's the rainbow currency, that means it's connected to what? The elements.
Yeah.
So now you'll get money that has all the elements in it. It's going to be doing what? Attracting the rainbow. So now you'll start living longer. You have more peace. You start healing. We ain't arguing about nothing. We're divinely connected and reconnected to the light of the living, which actually is what everyone is looking for.
But if they got you running from the rain, because, you know, since the, and it's a mind thing too, you know, since the alphabet people, the LGBs and all of that, mm-hmm. since they have used that as their symbol, mm-hmm. well, people that's straight, it's like, I don't want to have nothing to do with no rainbow. I don't want to have, you know, images pays a lot. So if you have a picture of a rainbow in your room, you know, you're going to look at that picture. It kind of help you get connected with it. But now mm-hmm. you like, I don't want to look at no rainbow, because that you automatically
right.
think of gay, you know, the LGBT
right.
people.
Right.
And so you're not connecting.
There you
so
go.
So we got to know that's part of being aware. You know,
that's the part of consciousness. That
consciousness. Yeah.
That's where it's at when you're able to see it. But see,
mm-hmm.
if you think about the rainbow children back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Joni Mitchell came around, and she's the one who rebroke it open, because in the 50s, there was a guy who rediscovered manna, which was the elemental gold. In Arizona, the wind came to these children, these young children. They were musicians, and you know, once they found out about this particular substance, Joni Mitchell wrote a song. Now, she wasn't able to appear at Woodstock
mm-hmm.
because she had a vision that if she showed up at Woodstock, they were going to come and drop bombs on the people
mm-hmm.
because she was about to electrify them and bring this rainbow knowledge to the people. So she did a song called
wow.
We Are Stardust. She did a song called Stardust.
And you know what? You're right, because back then is when I started hearing about the rainbow. There, you know, the hippies, they was all into the rainbow.
They were into the rainbow, but those are the rainbow children that had knowledge of what I'm speaking on right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she didn't show up because she did a song called We Are Stardust, We Are Golden. And we got to get back to the garden.
Mm.
So everybody look up Joni Mitchell. In fact, that was the only person I ever wanted to meet. And I met her circle when I got locked up one day.
Mm-hmm.
And my spiritual mother was down there. And she was doing security down there
mm-hmm.
At this little park, this big park down there, 4-H Park in Maryland. And she couldn't come get me, so I got locked up that night. And then when I got locked up, they let me out, and I was only 1 mile away from her.
Mm. And I remember Joni Mitchell. I remember her music.
That's how the spirit works with me, I'm telling you.
Right, okay.
I got there. And then
okay.
when I got there, they were talking about two or more gathered, and then I met the people that started the Woodstock. I ended up going down mm-hmm. to the farm. It's called in Summertown, Tennessee, and staying there for a month and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where all the hippies went.
Right, right.
Summertown, Tennessee.
Mm.
But yeah, Joni Mitchell started the thing. That's who started that little frail lady. It was the only lady I ever wanted to meet to thank her for her insight in doing that song, because that job woke me up. And I remember the day that I just went blindly into my I was working on the Green the World album. So I said, okay, I'm going to just go in there blindly and I'll pick some records.
Mm-hmm.
I picked that record. I picked two other records, and I went in there. And hold on. Let me see. Let me pull. I'm gonna pull it up on my phone real quick. I'm gonna pull it up on my computer real quick.
Okay.
But yeah, as I was going through the records to find a sample, it was We Are Stardust, We Are Golden. So I sped it up, and I did a little. It was like a little piece I did in between the songs, you know, like
mm-hmm.
a prelude
mm-hmm.
going into another song. But it was crazy. I mean, it set the whole album off.
Mm.
So then I was listening to her album. I was like, wait a second, man. And I got to know her story. And I was like, wow, I just uncovered a lot through just, you know, just going in there and picking her record up.
Wow.
I'm play
the
you
energy.
Up. Yeah. My album really never got out there. I started working with Van Jones and doing projects, you know,
mm-hmm.
with them. They wanted to pretty much copy my projects, but I never got my project off the ground as far
you
as Green World.
You should send it to me so the family could listen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll definitely send it to you. You can just send the music out to anyone. We have songs on there about the dolphins. War is Not the Answer. I mean, incredible album. We never got to, I mean, everything's going against me in that season. But nonetheless, this would be the right season to start playing this stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
So I think that was the creator putting his brakes on because there weren't people to really be able to vibrate. That would have been a project that just failed, you know? But I still got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like you say, the timing is right.
Yeah. It's incredible how the timing is. You know, so Joni Mitchell, Stardust. Mm-hmm. So when John F. Kennedy, you know, he was a very intelligent guy because, I mean, I did a lot of research on him and reading about him and how it ties into Trump and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So their mission was to bring forth light back on the earth. And his doppelganger was killed, but they didn't kill John F. Kennedy. They killed his doppelganger.
I heard that.
Yeah, you remember he's the one who started the Secret Service. So, of course, being that Aleister Crowley's daughter and George W. Bush, or Prescott Bush's son, and all of them were there in Texas, you know he wasn't going to drive through there, you know? So he let them do the crime. He let them all do the crime. And when they did the crime, you remember, all of them got off of the thing, so nobody else got hurt. Got it? They allowed them to do the crime, and from that point, it was a spiritual war between those people because they had to remove Marilyn Monroe because Marilyn Monroe is still alive. John F. Kennedy, the real John F. Kennedy, he died January 30th, 2020, at 103 years of age. So you got to realize that a lot of this
stuff.
What
about his son? I keep hearing that his son faked, you know, that he's supposed him and his woman died in the airplane, and I've heard that wasn't real.
They were going to kill him. You remember?
Yeah.
All of the Kennedys, so-called Kennedys, got killed, but they all had to step out of their way.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they had to let these mugs do the crime, and they showed themselves, and they showed their hand all the way up to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some real major wickedness that they were doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, my eyes have seen some stuff that I can't talk about on here, you know, truly. So the reason why I had to go into shadows is because it's real. I haven't seen my children in 14 years, man. You know what I'm saying? I know how real it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like those demons are, you know, they kidnap my children. And one of my children, my firstborn, overdosed. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And my third born son, he's an addict.
Wow.
He's out now, and he's supposed to be doing very well. I talked to him a few weeks ago.
Okay.
But, you know, just to be able to witness what these people are, and they're supposed to be the ones that, you know, I mean, how in the world on their time, on their clock, does this happen? Especially my children, you know what I'm saying? I didn't expect none of that. I ain't never tried no drugs in my life, not even aspirin. I don't even take aspirin. So that's definitely something that they didn't pick up from me.
But you see what's going on with society. I mean, look with the fentanyl and you say, the heroin and all of that. I mean, that's part of their weapon that they use. It's the drugs.
Sure, but the man who was the man, you know what I'm saying? How does that happen to my child if that's the man who runs the whole organization of trying to stop the shit? So why didn't they sit my children down and tell them no or what the effects would be? So it seems like it's something else going on. But
you know, sometimes it's not even done voluntarily. Sometimes it's, is dead through food or, you know, someone who wants to get to a person,
sure.
Go to the doctor and you're thinking they're doing one thing and they're doing something else. And,
sure.
You know, it's many ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But see, the thing is, yeah, they definitely have tainted us. I don't play around with no doctors. That's why I want to, you know.
But
I'm
just saying your children, maybe it was, you know, it didn't have to be that they were weak-minded and just went into it themselves. It could have been dead to them.
Oh, well, I know that they haven't seen me since Nicki Minaj came on. So I know that they're twisted because, you know, you can't take a father like me away from children.
Mm-hmm.
And children, they can be mad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was a
good okay.
Okay. You know, so it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about it like that. Like, I haven't seen my children since Nicki Minaj came on the scene.
Mm.
And that same year, it just so happens that she came on the scene. You know, so those demons and dragons jumped up in there, and I knew they were going to have a hell of a ride.
Mm. Wow.
So, now, one time did she reach out and send me a text or an email to where my children were.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah, it's a PSYOP program. I'm telling you straight up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something's happening. But, you know, all right, now we can jump back into Kennedy. But Kennedy's survived that, and they were working on an operation. And you remember John Q is the uncle of – have you ever heard of John Q?
Yeah. I thought John – you're not talking about Q everybody be talking about.
No.
That John, was, okay. John Q.
John Q, yeah. You're probably right. You're right. Well, see, the thing is they are referencing that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was Trump's uncle.
Okay.
He was supposed to get rid of Tesla's.
Oh, that, yeah, okay, yes, yes. I'm familiar with that story, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He worked for the government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This government is so wicked, man, that they found out that they had a looking glass where they can see through time and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's continuing like that, so they went in there to steal certain things when they went over into the Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just have one. They had, you know, there were people that could see this thing,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Because I've heard people say that Trump is a time travel, you know, and they seem to think it's because of that his uncle did not give all of the information to the government. He kept some things, you know, he didn't. I heard that, you know,
when they got it right and found out how to use the technology, he mm-hmm. was the person that they actually utilized to actually do the stuff.
Mm.
Absolutely. Now, okay. With his big balls, you know, daggone well, he wasn't hesitating. But there's mm-hmm. something else going on, too, as well.
Okay.
Think about his little son and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I saw a little arc on him today, and it just popped up in my head just now, like, it's something else going on.
Now, whose son are you talking about?
Trump's son. Yeah.
Well, I know he's supposed to be artistic, isn't he?
Sometimes I think that's him.
Really? That's interesting.
So, you know, it's something else. I'm not going to try to create
okay.
nothing.
Okay.
But it feels like that to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever it may be. We will see how it unfolds. But, yeah, those families, man, they've been up to some things, man. And, you know, when you have all that money and you have all the technologies and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I've come across technologies that do some amazing things. You know, I know one lady came over to get treatments over at my place. And she was blind when she came in. And she came in with one of the long sticks. And after only 8 times of getting on this particular device,
mm-hmm.
She said she went in there and punched the numbers in without glasses at her ATM machine.
Mm.
So I know that electrons run us.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And we've been taking all the way down to low voltage. Our bodies are supposed to be
healing machines, you know?
Because, but, you know, it shows you that when you get a cut on y'all, just say you get a cut on your hand and you look up a few days and it's the, every day is healing.
Sure. Absolutely. So when you take the humic acid, that gives you a lot of voltage too as well, because it has fulvic in it. Fulvic has the electron potential. It has the charge that charges your cells. So it just so happens our cells run off of that same charge. So fulvic acid within the humic acid is the voltage. And then we need minerals to create an environment that is more conductive.
Is that the ash? That's the mineral part.
Volcanic ash actually has a charge in it too as well.
So they both have a charge in them.
They do. That's why it's called zeolite.
Okay.
And I was creating a product for some doctors here that was in cold laser therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so happened to have created something from zeolite that actually causes the voltage to really amplify inside the body. I mean, it just takes you there. I mean, you'll be really there for about 24 plus hours.
Hmm.
Yeah. And that wasn't by mistake. I generally thought about it, and
mm-hmm.
I said, wait, let me try this out.
Okay.
And when I did, it definitely was something. And when I was able to collect the materials, I knew that it was so super high voltage, it was ridiculous. But That definitely is going to be a part of my humanitarian project, because I know that I'm onto some things when
okay.
it comes to daylight. And for sure.
So let me see if I understand. So these charges that's in there, it goes into your cell and it like, you know how you do your battery on your car when your battery get low and you put them things on there and it charge your battery back up? Is that what it does to your cells?
It will definitely do that, absolutely. I would say one drop of this material
mm-hmm.
will turn you all the way up.
Mm. Well, you kind of dangerous. They don't want you doing that, especially the cancer society and them.
No, my institution is dealing with light. So
okay.
I've been around the highest electrolytes known to man. In fact, the highest electrolyte known to man is in fulvic acid.
Okay.
But that's known to man. But to the living souls, I found the real stuff.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
This is particularly unknown, because they may know about it, but they're not going to talk about that. All right?
Mm.
No, because that actually charges you up completely. Not only that, but I'm pretty sure that immediately it dumps toxins, because it would have to pull that hard to open your cells up, you know?
To pull it out. It
negatively charge the whole body instantly, like lightning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when we are able to harness all of that energy, because you remember, say, if you've ever seen lightning up front, up close, lightning is not what most people think it is, you know, because you're seeing something come up from out of the earth, and then you're seeing something come down and meet it, and that's where the bang comes. So that negative charge, that this earth is powerful. So when we're talking about polarity and, you know, and my goodness.
You know, for people like me, I'm not into science. So you saying when we had a lightning, the lightning comes from up from the earth and from above, or do we go up and come back down?
No, no. Have you ever, you earthed before, right?
Hmm.
Have you ever gone outside and taken your shoes off and put it on the earth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've earthed before.
Yes,
I did that before.
Oh, okay, now, you feel the energy going from your feet all the way up into your saliva.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's like
so
a little electrical.
Just imagine having that super concentrate inside of that potential negative charge inside of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that light or lightning potential is much more. You know, the potential's there for you to connect to the higher frequencies.
Okay.
You're getting it from the earth when you're doing it, but just imagine having a concentration and doing it that at the same time. So most of us really don't realize that if we have trillions of cells full of 20 millivolts, then that means we can give off lightning.
Hmm.
We are lightning.
Wow.
Right. And people don't realize that that's who we are.
We don't know. We don't know.
We can heal each other by just a touch. And back in the day, I remember that I used to hit lightning all the time. I don't do it like I used to. I mean, my hands used to be popping all the time. You know, I would have lightning strikes all over my fingertips. In fact, I would go and put my hand on the wall and turn the lights out, and I could see my fingers.
Right, you could see it coming out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Covers, you can touch certain
blankets
or stuff. You could just see the electricity coming out of your hand.
But that's what Jesus would be, because if you go to Jesus, you remember Jesus is lightning. Hail Zeus. Lightning. So we are lightning beings.
Mm-hmm.
But we lost ourselves. So Jesus Christos, you know, we lost ourselves. That's where religion came in. And we were looking for a lightning man. Instead of us returning to the earth and nature, you know, and natural law takes us all the way there.
So with the grounding, you know, with all of this stuff that they study, you know, poison and us and things. So if we even do the grounding, that would help. The grounding and taking the folic acid and, you know, we just need to be we like batteries, really. I mean, we like the cell phone. We need to plug in.
We have to plug in, but there's also, like I say, knowledge that we can amplify those things. That's why, you know, when you look at zeolite comes from in the earth, from within the earth. So all the elements can power off, you know, because the earth is full of electron potential.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the other day there was a lightning storm out here, and I felt it in the morning, wake me up. It was rumbled from under the earth, and it shook the whole house like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait a second, man. That energy comes up from under the earth.
Mm-hmm.
What comes from under the earth? Zeolite.
Mm-hmm.
Acid. So when we take those things, we're given more potential to become more enlightening or have lightning potential. Because, first of all, the sunlight through photosynthesis goes into the earth. And when you hear the saying, from the darkness comes the light, the dark substance is the humic, and the light substance is the fulvic. So that's fulvic, is from the darkness comes the light. And that's the most powerful electrolyte known to this man. Now, of course, it's not really. It's zeolite potential, because that has to be it.
Wow.
It comes deep in the earth.
And you know,
fire.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, how we got melatonin and what's the other one? That's the one do put you to sleep and one wake you up.
Oh, yeah. See, we're synthesis. Everything is synthesis inside of our body.
Yeah. Wow.
So just like a battery is synthesis as well.
Okay.
Because, you know, it creates electron, holds electron, and it creates electron. So when a person actually runs out of electricity, they become cancerous, just like a battery. When the electricity is gone, what happens?
That's
holes. You start seeing holes in the battery.
Okay.
So all the battery is us.
Yeah, and they said that in the Matrix, too. We are battery.
We are batteries.
Wow.
And when we really look at it, and, you know, if you know how to make a battery, then you know the materials that you need is needed in our bodies so we can stay voltage or producing voltage. Because if you open up a battery, it's pitch dark.
Mm.
So every day when you're taking humic acid, just know you're taking the same substance that holds voltage in the earth.
Wow. We got some hands raised. Let me open the line up here. Let's see. Okay, General.
Hey, yo, little Father, you right on the money, man, with that electricity, bro. But look at
we can't hardly hear you.
All right.
Yeah. I can hear you.
You can hear him?
Y'all hear me now?
Mm-hmm. He said he can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, you hear me because me and him up on the same frequency, man. People that are on the same frequency way up there with me,
I can't help it. I'm not on y'all frequency yet.
Yeah,
you're
close.
Go
ahead. Go ahead. Sip on some humic water.
You just like electricity. You bring in the conduit there. You in the middle. But, yeah, man, that humic acid work. I got to get some more. But I found something else, too, I was looking for, man. Like, last time Robert X was on there, he was trying to tell y'all about how time could cure you, right? You remember that last conversation you said to the mayor?
No, what did he say?
You don't remember the last thing he said about sound? Something they put some sound waves or somebody started walking, they was paralyzed. You remember that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh yeah, the music when he was talking about
doggone right.
Guys.
So
the
I
music,
was looking for something that I found. I just sent it to Crenshaw D there, man. I found the right frequency that can heal cancer. It's 10,000 hertz. And I've been listening to it. All right? That's 10,000 hertz, man. If you listen to that, I'm sending it to Crenshaw. I'm sending you to Bev. And you
okay.
Will feel a lot better. And the main thing, y'all help me, Bev, the greatest three words that heal somebody is, I love you. That sound right there. And y'all helped me because when I had to say that to my sister, apologize to her, she
mm-hmm.
forgive me, I forgive her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
mm-hmm.
I got lighter, man. And I feel
yeah.
But when I listen to that 10,000 hertz, I'm going to send it to you, Sister Bell. It worked, man. The three words
okay.
ain't no joke, man.
Okay.
We tell people that.
I know.
And you say,
yeah.
Address
try
your family
word.
Tell me your whole life, your mama, daddy, whatever. You got to forgive them, man. Say, I forgive you. You forgive me. And y'all going to feel a lot better, man. It worked. I ain't lying, man.
Yeah, it do. Now, what word you saying, Baba, to get?
I have a word that you can try, too, as well, just to add this into it. It's called Ahava.
Ahava.
Yep.
Ahava. Yeah, now, just in your saliva, and you could tell when you say it, is something happening.
That's right.
Ahava, V-A, va, ahava.
But anyway, Sister Bev, I'm sitting here, I'm sitting with DJ, and I'm mute with myself. Let somebody else talk, man, because I got to, help y'all.
Okay.
When I get help, I help y'all. So that's how God replenish me, my battery. I love y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
I love you. We're
going to
use
too.
That love word.
Mm-hmm. Ahava, brother.
Ahava.
Yeah, that's the ancient word in Ivrit, of
okay.
how you actually tell people you love them.
Ahava.
Ahava.
Ahava. Okay, let me open this other line up. Okay, Kwame, Ahava.
Yeah,
you lied.
Yes, and I've been really perceiving the brother and what he's given us as far as the network of information. But I was waiting for, we're looking at all these things that's going on the planet, and the thing that we have to look
sure.
at is the alignment above us. We just
sure.
had the five planets just aligned the other night, and we've had the
mm-hmm.
harmonic conversion in 87. We had six planets that were all on one side of the sun last year. Each one of these alignments and each one of these planets that, like right now, Saturn is in Pisces and Pluto is in Aquarius. This is the age of Aquarius. But the part of it is Pluto makes its journey around. It took 249 years for it to come back to Aquarius. That was the time in which we're looking at. If you've been watching the news, you've seen that the indigenous people from Turtle Island went to the Vatican and looking at getting confirmation of them, you know, dealing with the papal bull, because this is the 530th year of that papal bull. And this is why the Pope came back in 2015 to revalidate the contract that they had with that in the doctrine of discovery, which the Supreme Court upheld 200 years ago in May of 1823. See how all of these alignments and these parts of this circle. But the part I was waiting for you all to share with the rainbow, and I love the whole thing of the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, that was heroin. So that's why they went to sleep. It puts you into that knot. That's the whole thing that was symbolic. And the part of the part of the goal. And a monatomic goal, and this is what the ritual was, and looking at it, because when a girl is born, little girls is born, what is the first thing that they do with that little girl is they put 14-karat gold pulse earrings in her ear, because those frequencies going into her body helps know that she's carrying that next generation. And so we're looking at these ways in which we knew how to activate ourselves. And the other part that we're looking at, a lot of those we're looking at, is, you know, you were talking about the free.
Are you outside or inside, Kwame? Because you know how your
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. It's kind of messing up.
I was looking at rainbow. First of all, say the seven colors of the rainbow, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start.
Uh-oh, we can't hear you. You're gone. Okay, he dropped. You still there, Baba?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I think this is Crenshaw. Let me see. Is this Crenshaw 510?
Peace and better love, everybody.
Better love. Thanks for joining us.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. We're getting knowledge here. We're getting understanding.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. What a season, everybody.
Yes.
And I do want to talk about water purification too.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Well, actually, let's finish off this, because, you know, because we do have to look above too as well, because that's where the energy is going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be grounded first, though, before we literally are able to take on these frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
That's in polarity. So polarity is above and below. That's what we're speaking of.
Okay.
So when the season comes in, you know, we'll see who's lit, you know, but I thank everyone for listening and hearing. When it comes to Brother Crenshaw speaking about and having these products, because it's definitely needed, and we're not waiting on anyone else to come along, man. We got the brother. We have to be able to utilize his knowledge and his willingness to assist and help and put together an institution established in the earth for longevity and healing and you know, better love, you know. Ahava.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, what you're working on to really take us to a high voltage. Will we be able to get that through Brother Crenshaw?
Absolutely. I would have to have some sort of laboratory situation to begin the process, but I know that this is it. And I had the doctors try my product out. It was maybe 5 years ago before I moved to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 6 years ago that I came up with the idea and did it. But I know the power of these minerals. And, you know, certain people are just getting it, but I've been into it for 25 plus years now. So
okay.
I know certain things. I know that we can run a world off of it, you know. And there's so many healing modalities that can come from it.
Well, the timing is perfect now because, you know, they speed it up on the poisoning and everything, you know, with the water. I mean, it's just everything coming in different directions. So the timing is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, what we're going to do at this point, we're just going to keep hearing each other and elevating because, you know, slowly but surely we are freeing ourselves up financially and, you know, we'll be able to be put in a position and the funds, we can do this thing almost overnight. Because humanity has to be healed and ain't nobody going to stop it because the creation had to step in at a certain point. I was tapped into Cindy Currier, Cindy K. Currier. I'm not sure if you ever heard of her before.
The name don't sound familiar.
Got her name down.
Okay, Cindy Currier.
I want to know her, and I'm going to send you her book.
Okay.
It's called Court of Ages, and that's a book on natural law.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. This is where we're heading. Now, she came across some documents, and she docked those documents. And when she first appeared, I knew her like it was like I just left her yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so she's very, very familiar spirit, very humble spirit. But very stern and strong spiritually because she knows that she has to cut the head off of this beast completely.
Okay.
And it's no ifs, ands, or buts now. That's when she was actually signing the orders because she actually was the one who documented. It was put in her hands. So she had the power to do it, but she had to back down a little bit and allow this particular plan to undergo the plan because she really was about to push through. No matter what it was, because she knew she had to bring this thing down all the way. So she stepped to the side and let things happen. But just know that Cindy Currier is one of those spirits that that was put in place because of her heart, and you'll feel her spirit too as well when you see her.
Okay.
Amazing. Amazing. They know they have to put a stop to this shit. They have to stop it. It's gone overboard now.
And it got out of hand.
Out of hand.
Wow.
So
I really got to read that. And law is really powerful because it is dealing with nature, the land, the air.
Right.
The water. So it's very powerful.
And also it's the Court of Ages. So it's the highest court in the land. And we are now... You know, I read that about 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm sharing it now with people. I'm, you know, so just send me your email. I'll go ahead and put, you know, share it with you because
okay.
It's hard to find.
Okay.
Right. And,
Yeah,
I'm
good.
Gonna make sure that you have a copy of that so you can check that out.
Yeah.
And that could be a class, too, as well, because natural law, none of us realize what that really is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In natural law, there's no religion. There's no spookism. There's none of that. It's just natural law.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone so spooky that we don't even realize that there's other laws that govern this earth because we were taught the wrong shit. And if we were taught the right way, we would have power.
It has to be the wrong way because we haven't received our power yet.
Well, let me bring Kwame back to the table. His phone disconnected. Okay, Kwame, you're back with us.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I know these times, and I get that when I get on certain blogs and I start talking information. That's part of design. So the mm-hmm. thing that lets me know that I'm on point, because if you're afraid that I'm saying something too powerful and you cut me off, then I know I'm okay. I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent she's on YouTube. And the Law of the Land handbook, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes that she's talking about
mm-hmm.
this, because we're already in this natural law. You know, there's cosmic law, there's universal law, then there's natural law. And then man
mm-hmm.
created his law, and this is going against nature. And what he's doing is that he's trying to create, as we know that we are the four elements in our body. The force, the four elements is the human being, you know, air, water, fire, earth. And so in that being, that's the spirit of what we are. And what they're doing is they use the, okay, I'm a recovering addict. The spirit of alcohol uses those same four elements. What happens is that I go against my own spirit by putting the other four spirits into me that don't belong there. And these are the challenges of addiction. This is why you see what they're doing in the pharmaceutical industry, in the food industry, in all of these industries. They're taking those four elements, and then they're hybriding them and making them into GMOs, or what we should understand is God makes the original. Man is making this genetic modified organisms. So we're now in a quest for our heart, because that was the seat of the will. That's the mind. That's that green space. And I commend the brother when he was talking about he was creating these venues and dealing with the green. That's dealing with the heart. Because the heart is the seat of the will. The heart is the word earth, the word hear, the word ear, the word tear, the word earth. All of that's in one word. And this is why it's our mother, because these are the elements that we're needing to reconnect with the other nine planets that has its own, you know, natural law and the galactic law. And so what we're doing is we're in a time that we haven't been in 26,000 years. We've crossed the galactic center. We are in energy that we now have the power to reactivate ourselves. And this is what's going on, and this is why they're doing what they're doing in chemtrailing and trying to distort the frequencies that's coming through, because trillions of particles of consciousness hit this planet every day. And in that every day that we get all of these trillions of particles, every day there on Turtle Island, there's 12,000 children born. The activation of those children has to be distorted, is why they're creating all of this distortion with technology. Because the thing that we know is that if we went back to the time of 26,000 years in our consciousness as we understand Atlantis, Mu, and Lemuria, we would be at our highest level, and this is what they do not want you to activate.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying. You know, it's like you got the remedy. They don't want that remedy out, but they can't stop it, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, they can't stop the element that these alignments right now, while we're talking, the moon, these planets that are sitting
mm-hmm.
in and above us, if we're out, like I'm sitting on my porch now, so I'm more conducive to receiving what's coming from above than I would be being distorted inside of where I live at. And the thing that I've learned with this is that we're energy, and what we're doing is that we're amplifying or we're dialing down our energy. It's one or the other. And if you're dialing down your frequency, that means that you're taking yourself into darkness. That's why the song says, slipping into darkness.
Right. Yeah.
We're slipping into darkness.
But you got to look at, you know, I don't look at darkness as being a bad thing because the earth is dark. We come, okay.
One great thing about the dark, but the thing that I tell people all the time, you know, is one thing that happens when the sun rises, why I say grand rising, but when the sun rises, every human and every being on the planet, shadow is cast the same color. There is no different color shadows. The darkness is the same.
Okay.
And when light comes, darkness leaves. It knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep
interesting. We are definitely. Mm-hmm. This is the time. Interesting times, like Wes say, it's a good time to be alive because, you know, a lot of us bring solutions.
Right.
We have to understand.
And when we say time, we have to look at time in the mirror because what we're looking at is how are we emitting our energy in those moments, because that's what we're doing. In that word time is the word emit. How are your frequencies being emitted? How are they being received and how are they transmitting? Because, you know, we're crystalline and we have that. And if we overstand, that's why gold was so important, because that is the highest amplification of frequency. That's why they use gold and crystals and diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. To amplify.
Right.
Coach your neurons.
You can take, what is it? I think it's the cantaline crystal. You can take it with a piece of cat gut and put it on there and wire and put an earplug in your ear, and you can pick up AM frequencies. You don't need no battery. That crystal has the energy in it to where when you wrap it with the right copper wire and you rub that cat whisker or cat gut across that get that crystal to vibrate, it will pick up AM frequencies in the radius of 50 to 100 miles. This is what the old radios were.
Oh, yeah.
So would it be good to wear crystals? You know how you see people,
yes,
and they have crystals and they had a wire wrapped around it and they wear it
the gold
around their neck,
gold and silver.
And silver,
right. It's better if you can have your, this is what to go into the temple of the Holy of the Holies, the priest had to wear the breastplate of the 12 crystals, which was made, that plate was made of gold and silver. And that was the amplification over the heart to transmit for them to be able to walk into that space.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Paul. So would you say that if a person would wear like a quartz crystal or something next round, usually it's by your heart if you have it on the neck, is that strengthening your heart? Is that rejuvenating or is that protecting or is it doing all of it?
It's doing both. It's transmitting and protection. Because it will receive, I have crystals in front of my flat screen, in front of my laptops. I have crystals all around my porch. My area is basically crystals, because every time I go every year, I harvest new crystals, because the frequency that it's already programmed that it gets from the earth is in part, you know, a receiver that when it's presented to you, when you go and you work, dig through the earth and it presents itself to you, it's giving itself to you for you to have a transmitter and receiver of what's been programmed into that crystal for thousands of years. So you bring it out and it's gifted to you, and then you take it and you, because it takes time for those crystals to form. And the largest bed on the planet is 140 miles and about 70 miles north and south and 140 miles east and west. The largest bed is Hot Springs, Arkansas, and there is the water coming out of the earth at 143 degrees, 1.5 million gallons a day since the people have discovered it. And it's still producing the crystals, and this is how these crystals are formed, and that's how the earth has its transmitter and receiver. Then Brazil, then Mauritania. And so there are different beds, and then you have to look at the ley lines and the grids and where these crystals align with. These are the ways in which Earth receives the transmission, because we just had a CME, a coronal mass ejection, on the spring equinox, came off of the sun. It sideswiped the Earth, but it sent a magnetic, geomagnetic field that the aurora borealis came all the way down to New Mexico. It's usually only up as far as the northern lights is where you see it. You may see it in Michigan or somewhere, you know, up in that. But the energy was so strong, pulled the aurora borealis lights all the way down to New Mexico. People were seeing these lights in the sky and was trying to figure out what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And Crenshaw, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
So tell us, what should people be ordering, and let the people know where you at and what do you have?
I would definitely, like Baba said, the humic and the zeolite. Also, with everything going on with the food, I know some people, we can't change their appetite or their palate. Even I say soak your meats and definitely fruits and vegetables in the humic acid and zeolite as well. Make sure you use bottled water, or if you do have to use tap water, make sure that it's has baking soda in it to at least neutralize the chlorine and add the humic, fulvic acid, and zeolite. And, you know, like I said, soak your broccoli, soak your greens, soak your meats, because, you know, they're definitely putting stuff in the foods, all whether it be fruits, vegetables, or meats. And in this way, we can, you know, have some type of mitigation, at least that we know that the zeolite and the humic is going to pull the toxic enzymes or whatever toxic things that they may be putting in the meats, and it's definitely going to pull the heavy metals. I've done it myself, and shown family members how to do it as well, and you will see little flaky, little shiny bits of metal that comes up to the top surface of the water.
Mm-hmm. And you say you can do that with the baking soda too?
If you have to use tap water, I would say use baking soda to neutralize the chlorine.
Water.
But I recommend using at least filtered water. Those big jug gallons of Crystal Geyser, I think mostly bottles, commercial stores, are only like a dollar. Just try to use filter water best as possible. Most grocery stores have those filter machines. I don't know how often they change the filters in them, but that's also a good option where you could get an empty 5-gallon plastic jug and fill those up, because we know that the water is very harmful right now. And we have to continue to seek other ways, because a lot of people can't afford to get these expensive filtration systems that go throughout everybody's home. So this way, I provide shower filters. Me and Bobby were just talking the other day. We're going to provide some type of filtration system that you could just hook up to your sink and everywhere else in the home to, with a, mm-hmm. a more finer zeolite and other water purifier. I just picked up some shungite mineral pieces that I'm definitely going to offer on the website to the family, and I'll send I told Bob I was going to send him some as well. Day I'm looking for something that's going to, you know, help us because, you know, every day they try to present a problem. So every day I'm trying to find a solution.
Could I make a
– And the shun-
could I
– Go ahead.
Excellent. The thing that I'm hearing him sharing is how we activate water, because water holds memory and consciousness. And what I have that I use glass. I have a 5-gallon glass with a spigot, a brass spigot on the end of it, and I have a large clear quartz crystal that I keep inside of it. And then I'll bring it out and I'll let it sit in, especially in full moon, and let it recharge. And then I'll bring it back in. And because the activation of that crystal energy, because it's formulated from water, so when you put water with water, it amplifies what you do with it, because I could take one drop of water out of the Mississippi River and take a drop of water from the Nile and put them both together, and I have the energy of both water sources.
Yes.
So we're looking at, especially with plastic, and the thing that's dangerous, because plastic is made from petroleum, and it leaches into the water, especially when you have it in heat. And it's dangerous because you're consuming that petroleum that plastic is releasing, especially when it's warm.
Correct.
So it's good to keep your water either in cobalt glass containers, clear glass containers, copper or stone ground containers, old stone pitchers, because those are earth elements. And when you use those elements, it's most conductive to the water consciousness.
Right.
Yep.
And I have someone else want to join us at the table. 786-389. 786?
Yes, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Some better love.
Yes, we can. Yes.
Brother Ray.
This is Elder Ray.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to thank you for this program and, you know, to just amen everything that's been said. And I've spoken with the brother before about his goals and what he's doing, and I support those 100%, 1,000%, I should say. That's one of the reasons we did the drum call. Because this is a spiritual warfare, and a spiritual awakening is happening as we speak. And people are waking up, and they're looking for direction, and thank the Creator that there are people like you around, brother, and others, the general, of course, that's called Wesley, to give direction to the people of what we need to be doing for ourselves at this time. And you said earlier that this country has been taken over by an element that is not, in my opinion, not human. And I think we can take it back if we just get the people organized and get them to turn to each other, not on each other. And like you said, my brother, we have to get this information to the people. The question is, how do we do that? And we don't, like you said earlier, we don't have a lot of time. We do need to move on as quickly. And one of the things that we've been asking people who listen to do is to organize in the community. And, you know, this is our government, and we need to take charge of it and run these folk out of here who have been here. They do have to leave. And they will leave through our drum calls and through our prayers and through our organization, organizing ourselves to do these things collectively and to work together. So I just want to thank you and amen what you're doing. And I'm here for you, and you will be hearing some more from us. So keep up the good work. The drum call goes out every 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time worldwide. It's happening. People are drumming around the planet and reaching out to each other. I just want to thank you for that. Thank you, Sister Beverly, for what she does.
And that goes to what Wes was saying earlier about the frequencies and the tones and the beats. All of that's part of it, of this healing process. So we're in a good place. So Crenshaw, anything else that you didn't tell the people how to get in contact with you in the name of your website?
Crenshaw Herb Packs. You could contact me at www.crenshawherbpacks.com. Leave me a message at crenshawherbpacks@gmail.com. I'm available. If you have any questions or concerns, or even if you just have any humic acid and have any questions about its use, I'm always available to help the family. I'm just here to help mitigation. Quick testimony that I did. I know Baba is going to be like, what did you do? But I did 3 months of eating horribly, donuts, sugars, and all of that, and humic acid actually mitigated me from gaining weight. I stayed at 180. I didn't gain over 5 pounds maybe, and I just wanted to share that testimony that it works. I personally know it works. I just did that just as a second confirmation to myself to know that I'm not selling anything or providing anything that's not of use. It does work as long as you're doing the work with it. I just wanted to put that out there. Baba didn't know that I did that, but I just wanted to just share that the testimony, I mean, just myself, not just from other people, but I put all of my products to use through trial and error, and I just wanted to share that once again that it works. It does what it's supposed to do, and also I recommend the family do a weekly detox foot soak or bath. If you can't get in the bathtub, I know we have some elderly people that can't get in the tub, but at least get the weekly foot soaks in with the humic products, and also a bath if you could. With everything going on, we just need to just stay on it. You know, like they say, cleanliness is next to godliness, so we need to cleanse the outside as well as the inside.
And I also have a testimony. I gave both the products, the humic and the folic, to a family member. And this family member was on a lot of heavy medication from the hospital. And so they have been taking this every day. They take both of them. And they say they haven't had this much energy because they was just talking and they was just, and it gave them energy. And they say they've been taking it every day for about 2 weeks. And they was just telling me how they feel the difference because they didn't want to take it at first. They was one of these people that believed in, you know, they've been taking medicine all their life. And so even with the medicine, they still taking medicine, but they see the difference. They feel the difference.
Hey, Bev, y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, yeah, I found out, y'all, if you're using them electric battery toothbrushes and it emits the frequency, low frequency, that will it's not good for you, man. So I'm telling y'all, go back to the regular toothbrush, man, because that thing make that sound, and it's going to make you mad and angry, man. Them battery-powered toothbrushes, man. Don't do it.
You're right, Wes. I suggest bamboo toothbrushes, natural toothbrushes, not those plastic toothbrushes. Get like completely all-natural bamboo toothbrushes.
Yeah, right. And you sell those too, don't you, Crenshaw?
Yes, they come with the two powders.
Okay. Yeah. And that was my first time using them, and I'll never use a plastic toothbrush again.
Oh, yeah. Toxic wood.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So we're down to our last 5-6 minutes. Anybody have anything else they want to say before we leave from the table?
I just want to say I appreciate you all. Ahaba. I love and appreciate you all. We're definitely gaining movement. I love where we started and where we are today. Let's keep on pushing it. Appreciate you, Auntie Bev. Appreciate you, Baba.
Appreciate you,
Wes. I appreciate everybody on the call. And we're doing it. We're changing lives and we're changing the world.
Yeah, you're right.
Is there an order number to call in to place an order?
Yes.
What's your number?
I got you covered.
What's your number? Did you put your number out there for people to call in? Put it out again, please.
You can reach me at www.crenshawherbpacks.com. Message me, and then I could contact you through there, and we can relay numbers if you want to talk over the phone or you just want to message me.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And, Baba, I'm going to send you the email so I can read that book.
All right. Now, I'm going to seek to get some things to you, too, as well, because of the water emergency.
Yeah, because I'm over here by Ohio, so they really poison this water.
Yeah, yeah, I got something for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna send on the 4th. If it gets here, it's on its way. But I'm gonna send to Crenshaw on the 4th. He can send that to you.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank us.
Get that mineral
thank
stuff
everyone.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Superman,
what's
up, you
guys,
bro? Send it to
McCrenshaw. I got you covered,
Wes. All right, everyone. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank everyone for doing their part. Well, and definitely it's making headway. You might not think that it's working, but all of this is working. And so we're working together to keep this going. And I appreciate everybody that's at the table and everybody that's listening. And Ahava and better love.
Ahava. Better love.
Ahava.
10,000 hertz, man. I'll find 10,000 hertz.
And the feet on the chance.
10,000.
Oh, yeah. Jabril to be forgiven.
Ahava.
Sing homage to the land.
Ahava.
Sing homage to the land, Ethiopians. Sing homage to the land, Native Americans.